This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Baby boys and girls, it's that podcast, the Trim Healthy Podcast, and you've made it to this moment in time. There will never, ever be another moment in time just like this one. So don't you forget that. This is special. Good morning, girls.
Good morning. It is officially afternoon, Dennis.
Do I sound like a smoker?
No, you sound like someone who's going to give me Omicron, though.
I feel so healthy, people. It's just the sound of my voice.
Stop it.
No, I feel like I could run to, we have a river behind this hilltop. I feel like I could run to the river and back with weights, but my voice sounds like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's the Omni, bless it.
Yeah.
In the name of, what's her name? Who says bless? Bless.
Oh, Katie.
I mean, I could have said, Serene, tell me you're contagious without telling me you're contagious.
I'm not contagious.
Lots of people have colds right now, Dan.
Pearl, I got it from Pearl, and Pearl got a test that said neggy.
Yeah. Hey, case closed.
So let's begin.
Case closed.
We're starting. I got a little bit of meat.
Yeah.
We're going to roast a quail on the barbie.
It's not a chicken.
A wee quail.
But it's a pastured quail. They're all a little bit scrawny when they're pastured.
Yeah, they are.
Because we do our own chickens from time to time.
They're fed the methyl ethyls.
I'll tell you what, it's like they've never eaten a meal in their life when you're chewing on them, you know?
Is that one of the 45-minute
quails or a 60-minute quail? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, we're going to roast a little bit of quail on the barbie. And there's going to be a few scripts, peep.
Hey.
I'm going to get scrippy, but there is a lot of practical, which Pearl and Dan will bring to the plate.
Oh, we will?
A burnt bit of quail, toasted extra with scripts, and then Dan and Pearl will bring the side of mashed potatoes practicals on the side.
Okay, chef.
So don't worry.
You're only bringing the quail.
No. I've got like,
I feel pressured on the mashed potatoes.
No, I got practical. I just wanted to feature you.
All right, okay.
I just wanted to be.
So we're going to allow you to read from your Obama teleprompter. Go.
Okay, so this idea came to me the other day and I told Pearl about it. She's like, oh, it's got to be a party. Oh, it's got to be a party. No, it's a good one. It's a good one. So, you know, our book, I'm That Girl, just came out. And, when we wrote that book, we were like, if we have ever written a book that has to get off of our chest, it's that book.
Yeah.
And now this is not a big salesy party about it. It's got nothing to do with it. It's just a revelation that we got lately about it. But anyway, so we were like, oh, this is just, oh, this is burning inside of us, this message. Mm-hmm. We've got to get it out. And when we were writing that book, the revelation was beating in our chest. It was like boom, boom, boom.
But Bob, you're using very Christianese. Like Leslie's sitting there like, why is she saying the word revelation? She's saying the message.
Epiphanies?
Yes.
I don't care. People, good old Pasamos know what the word revelation means. She gets revelations all day long.
Whispers
she doesn't
from the
call
universe.
Them revelations.
I think people other than Christians have revelations.
See? Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm sitting in my corner. I'm defeated. I'm defeated.
She's so scared of Christianese, Pearl, that she's like,
I don't love Christianese.
Hey, the word revelation
is in the Bible, and I love that for that.
That's called the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
I had a revelation, and you did too when we wrote that book.
I love you.
Okay, so anyway, it was burning in our chest. Is that Christianese?
Yes.
No, it's not. I've heard it in love songs on the good old 92.9. Okay. Anyway, it was burning in our chest. We lived it. We breathed it. We were like, how could we go back? Like, we're in a new stage in our life.
Yeah.
And we owned it, Pearl.
Yeah, when we were writing that book, nothing could get us down, Serene, because we still went through troubles and trials.
Yeah.
But we were so full of the revelation.
We were diving
to
into the scripture,
to give you
know,
word.
To get... So we had this revelation and we dived in the scripture for more revelation and we were like swimming in deep with like with the wisdom that came from above. It was great. Yeah, Pearl's like, move on. But I have to set this quail barbie. I have to heat up the coals.
Yeah.
My goodness, leave me alone. She just hates hearing my voice with the crone, you know? Anyway. No, but listen, I lost my thoughts now.
You were going to say
Yeah. But so I'd call up Pearl. I'm like, how are you doing? Because like she said, we went through things when we wrote that book, things that would normally get us down. But she's like, oh, no, man, I'm so positive. I am that girl who's positive.
Yeah.
You know, and me too. I just remember just feeling just so, you know, positive Polly about the whole world. But we went through the writing process. And then we went through the editing and whatever, and the book got, you know, we moved on in life.
We moved on to harder things too.
I thought that I was bringing the revelation with me.
I did some days.
But I started, I think, thinking less than overcoming thoughts, and I wasn't realizing it. I was just becoming like a little bit of a less than overcoming person. And I was think I was getting more offended. Yeah. People a little bit more stroppy. You know, I was losing hold of my promises. And anyway, so we went to the bridal shower. Who was it? It doesn't matter.
No, it's not relevant.
Don't cook that part of the quail. Cut that fat off. Okay. And so, and a great friend of ours came up and said, oh, thank you for finally writing a book for me. I'm like, what? Because I kind of forgot. She's like, yeah, I'm that girl. Thank you so much. It was like written for me. And I thought to myself, boy, I need to read that book.
Yeah.
Like I'd never read it before. Like I'd never heard about it before. That's how far I had wandered off.
Yeah.
Like that week I'd been a little bit of a, what's the word? I don't think I should say it because in Australia it's not a swear word, but I think here it would be. So I won't say it. Anyway, a little bit of a, yeah, I was a bit
fussy
of a
buddy.
Yeah, I was a fussy buddy. Totally. So anyway, so I was telling Pearl about the whole thing and I was like, Pearl, unless we water our revelations, we can't like necessarily think that we still have them. Just because we have an epiphany doesn't mean it's going to stay with us. She's like, we got to bring it. So mm-hmm. here we are. We're bringing it. But, you know, I found in life, I've done this many times, you know, like growing up in the church, I remember being a little girl and seeing many healings happen and really getting revelation that God does miracles, you know? And then I think I just got to the point where I would pray for people, but not really expect things to happen. You know, you just get to that point where you lose the epiphany. And, but then when my son, for new peeps in the rooms, was diagnosed with cancer, I realized how far I had wandered from the revelation that God still heals today, because the doubt and the fear and everything started creeping in. And I had to re-water the revelation, even though I grew up in the church. I was like, boy, I had to like start like a newbie again and get that revelation. So, I'm going to get scrippy for a little bit.
Sure.
Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. That's Proverbs 4:6. And in the next verse, it says to love her and she will watch over you. And it goes on to say, though it costs you all you have, get understanding. And I love how it said, do not forsake wisdom. That means you had it.
Yeah.
You don't forsake something if like you never had it. Like if I forsook my love, that means I had my husband if I forsook him. So in Proverbs 17:24, a discerning man keeps wisdom in view. Proverbs also encourages us to be attentive that you may gain insight and do not forsake my teachings. And it's just, this is all that I've just been reading lately. And I'm like, after I told Pearl about the revelation of watering your revelations, these scriptures are just like screaming at me from the Bible. Like I've been reading them all my life, but all of a sudden I'm like, we can't forsake truth. You know, we have to keep it in view, like keep wisdom in view. Anyway, Proverbs 4:5 also screams, get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget her and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. It's talking about wisdom. And then the next two verses, it says, do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom and whatever you get insight. Prize her highly and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you will embrace her. It was just hitting me like, wow, like these turning points in our life where we get epiphanies, where we get these light bulbs turn on in our lives. Just because we had that moment of mental ascent doesn't mean that's going to keep staying with us unless we embrace it.
Yeah.
Unless we guard it, like Proverbs is screaming, don't let her go. Prize her highly. Still in Proverbs 4, and interrupt me, people, while I'm burning the quail. Interrupt, okay? Because the scrippies are going to come.
Well, I've had interruptions, but I was just letting you do
it. Yeah. Still in Proverbs 4, it says, just a little bit down further in verse 13, keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. And toasting the quail nice and crispy. Later in the verse 20 and also to 27, my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your heart. So they were there once.
Yeah.
You just can't let them escape. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away your crooked speech and put devious talk from you. Pearl and I were recently talking about how devious speech and crooked speech doesn't necessarily mean like a cussing foul sailor's mouth. It's just like our mouth was meant to speak truth and meant to speak the words of Christ and meant to speak life. And when it's perverse, it's when it's speaking opposite from what it was designed.
Yeah, when it's speaking fear and when it's speaking doubt.
Right.
That's perverse.
Right. So it's like, keep that away. Keep that crooked speech away. But keep your eyes looking directly forward and your gaze straight before you. And it goes on and on and on. But I loved how it was saying, do not let it escape from your heart. Do not let your inside
escape. See, the fact is, if we do not diligently do this, it's like muscles, and I'm bringing this back. I keep going practical. I was trying not to get to the Trim Health and Mama Journey too early.
But oh, I'm not going to get there yet.
I'm not going to go there yet. But I am going to say this. You know, I keep thinking, well, how do we keep it? How do we do it? If you don't do anything, is what we kind of did with the book, right? Yeah. We were so revved up.
Oh, mate.
We were overcomers. I'm that girl who can achieve anything, go walk through anything. And then it was like 2 months later, it was like, I'm that girl what?
Yeah.
You know, and we wrote the book. But it's like a muscle. Muscles have to be exercised. If you don't exercise them, they atrophy. And where's your muscle? It's goo. It's flubber, mm-hmm. right? So I think the doing is exercising them.
Yes. And we're getting to that. And the Bible brings it out.
Okay.
And I'll get to that. So it's the pondering and it's inclining our ear to truth. And Ecclesiastes chapter 10, it says that the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. And we have to keep it so we still have it, right? Mm-hmm. John 8:32, and you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. We can't just be contented to, I'm reading my teleprompter and that does not make sense.
You can't read your
typo,
own writing.
Can't read my typo. Anyway, we can't just be content to mentally ascending to a truth. To know a truth means we have to stay intimate with it. That was my point.
Yeah.
For it to set us free, knowing in the Bible, the word know means to is an intimacy.
Yeah.
And to know the truth and the truth will set you free. It doesn't mean, oh, I've just mentally ascended to that. Yeah, I agree with that. No, that's not going to set you free.
Yeah.
Setting the free is getting intimate with the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15 talks about how we should behave as the people of God, his church. It says we are to be a pillar and support of the truth. We can just let the truth turn into rubble if we don't bolster it up. So our lives are meant to be a pillar of truth, a support of the truth. So I love how Psalm 51:6 describes how God wants us to house truth. It says, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being. So this is talking about God. It says, God, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. Our Father, our Creator, created us to thrive when truth is deeply impregnated down in the hidden part, in the innermost parts of our being, when it's worked within us so deeply that it is part of our very fiber. It is a pregnancy of truth. That's where God wants it. And the thing about a pregnancy is that it is always developing to the next level. It progresses and comes to bear fruit. Pregnancies are not meant to be miscarried. That's why we mourn when we miscarry.
It's true.
It's not meant to be. And I don't want to miscarry truth anymore. I don't want to abort wisdom. I want to reproduce the revelations that come in my life. So I've been thinking about the subject and I'm almost done where you guys are going to bring your side salads and stuff. You dicing up the coleslaw for us, Dan?
Yeah. I was thinking of a buttery mashed potato.
Good. It'll work. So I've been thinking about the subject. I've been mulling over the idea that we never really leave a void when we let go of something. And I'll explain. We just fill it with something else.
Yeah,
when I
true.
Let go of faith or belief, I just replace it with doubt or fear. There's no void there. It's not an empty space.
Yeah.
Faith is just replaced with doubt when we let go of faith. In the same idea, but with actually letting go of something evil, the Bible describes, do you remember how the Bible describes when it was talking about the guy, how, you know, the evil spirits were taken out of him. And it was encouraging. If he doesn't fill the place with his heart with something good, and if the evil spirits come back and see the place swept clean, they're going to be like, hey, let's come in. This is a great place. We're going to come back and live here. So there's never a void. It can never be an empty space. It always is filled with something. So if you let go of good, darkness is going to fill the place. It's just how it is. So we are not empty vessels, but are always filled with truth or lies, light or darkness. And Pearl, I was telling you the other day how I was listening to one of our favorite people, good old Dan Mola. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome speaker, so encouraging. And in his message, he said something that struck me powerfully. He said, and I remember telling you, I called you up on the phone because I'm like, it would just so hit me. Everything reproduces.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. Everything after its own kind. If we let go of truth in our belly and put the seed of deception in there, then lies will reproduce. If we hold on to truth and don't lose sight of her, then truth will bear children.
Yeah.
John 1:6 says something interesting too. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie. And here it is. Here's the part of the verse that struck me. And do not practice the truth. Now, Pearl, you said about the muscle.
Yeah.
This is where the Bible brings it out. Practice the truth. Truth is to be jolly practiced. It's a novel thought.
Right. And so that's good for me because I was trying to figure out the practical part. Do not let go and do all that. But how do you not let go? You have to be physically practicing it or speaking it or bringing it into your mind. Like I love the way, you know, David did that. The psalmist.
Yes.
In the scriptures. He was always like, come on, soul. Why are you cast down? You're not supposed to be cast down.
And I
get hopeful. He would like, get hopeful. He practiced it. Yeah?
I love it because it didn't come naturally to David. And that's why I love the Psalms. It doesn't have to come naturally. And it doesn't even have to be easy. It is something we just have to practice. And it eases all my tension about, you know, being a no-hoper sometimes and falling off of the wisdom wagon when I read the Psalms and read how David was a faller offer.
He really was.
From time to time.
Oh, I'm such a faller offer. I really am sometimes. Not so much in my approach to food, and we're going to talk about that later, but in other things in my life. You know, I'm a faller offer, but guess what? I'm a get it back on.
That's what I love about David. He just kept practicing his comeback, which is your line that you made up, Pearl, about our THM journey. Just practice your comeback. He never sat down in the mud. He didn't like go shame himself like, oh, I've fallen off the horse. He's like, no, soul, get back up there. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to say to myself next time I fall off, no worries, mate. You just need a bit more practice.
Yeah.
Even the Olympic Games.
I think shame is such a big thing. Yeah. Though. Like even when we have a truth and we're living it and we're all rock starring it, right? Because it's new and it's fresh and it's blowing our minds and we're seeing results and we're a rock star.
Yeah.
And then maybe we forget to water it one day and then a few more days and pretty soon it's wilted, this truth in our lives, whatever it was, whatever it is. If it's like truth and behaving in a way in a relationship, that's good for a relationship, good for your marriage. If you're behaving in a new truth and your marriage is flourishing and then you just go back to the old lies, right? Or if it's in your health journey, whatever it is. It's so easy to get off and then to lose the plot. I've done it so many times and we're shameful about it. I think to myself, I've had these thoughts, you're not worthy of that truth because you got given it and you laid it down.
Oh boy, have I been like the enemy has come to me like, because we wrote the book, Pearl, I'm That Girl. And boy, I've had thoughts in my head like, how dare you even write that book? You know? You're a blimmin' well forgotten the plot.
Yes.
But, you know, even the Olympic Games people, like, you know, they're Spartan, perfect Grecian, like, muscular forms.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like they're trained to perfection. Even the Olympic Games people have to keep practicing.
I know.
Even when they fly to the Olympics, they still have to do their morning practice.
Yeah.
You know, they've practiced for years and years and years to get to the stage. They're still up there, 5 o'clock in the morning, the next morning. Practicing. Why? Because you lose what you have if you don't keep up the practice. So, you know, I'm not going to align myself to be like a failure anymore when I fall off the plot, because I'm a bloomin' practicer.
You're a bloomin'. That's like what that I am good old
now.
New Zealand word.
Failure. I'm a bloomin' practicer. And I'm getting better every time because the pudding's in the practice.
I know. Are we allowed to talk Trim Healthy Mama yet?
I'm almost there.
Oh, she saves it for the end where it should be kind of at the beginning too.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I think things take time. Like, sometimes you can get a truth, whatever it is that we're talking about, and it can be sustainable in your life, right? But I think these things take years.
Oh, yes.
Because I would say, Serene, even though we wrote that book in the I'm That Girl, I feel like we're still beginners ourselves. We were just so excited about the message and to bring it to others, how it revolutionized life. It still does. We didn't lose the whole thing, Serene. I'm a different person.
No, we didn't lose the whole, we didn't have to go back.
But we may not be gold medal status.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe we've got some practice, more practice to do. Got to practice the scales. But I mean, I look at food, right? So I don't fall off the plot anymore because it's been years and years. It's been decades of honing it, right? Yeah. Decades, decades, decades. I look at my bed making. You've all heard me. If you're new to this podcast, I lamented for years about how I could never get my bed made. I couldn't be a bed maker until I decided to take on the identity of a bed maker. And even then, it was hit and miss.
Right.
But it's been years now, going on, 5 years. I'm a bed maker now. I still miss some days, but it took that long and I felt shame about it some days too. Like, who are you pretending to be a bed maker?
Right. Yes.
But it's a daily thing of picking it up again, watering it again.
And you're always better every time.
Yeah.
Like Pearl, I don't feel like we're to the point where we've never heard about this truth before. It's not like it totally loses. It's just that we just got a little bit dull. We need to be dusted off.
Yeah.
That's all.
Dull.
Yeah.
You know what I do in the morning?
Yes.
What?
I look at my unmade bed and I say, you're fine.
Is that what you do, Dad?
Yeah, walk out.
But he hasn't had the epiphany.
It's just not your identity. That's all right. You see, I wanted to be in bed.
You know what's crazy
maker.
Though? Sometimes I'll come back like an hour later and it's been magically made.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it makes itself. It's weird.
Yeah. Wonder.
It's the weirdest thing.
But Pearl, it's because we never really arrive as humans. You know, even the Bible agrees with that. It says the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. And practice keeps us, it keeps up this growth pattern, right? And when we stop practicing, we just start regressing. We start getting stiff. So, but Pearl, you know, even revelations that you think, oh, look, boy, I'll remember this for life. We call you Dr. Holmes. That's your nickname because way back when Pearl started getting interested in hormones as a little pet hobby subject, it's all she talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you found her talking to somebody in a corner or anywhere, you knew that she was going to be talking about their hormones. Oh my goodness, she loves blood work. She loves to look at the hormone levels of everybody. Mm-hmm. And she just loved that subject. But then, you know, she got busy looking into other things.
Yes.
And when it came to her time to menopause, it's like you forgot all about it.
Well, in a way I forgot, but in a way I was sort of cooled. My brain was cooled toward it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was back then. I don't know if it's for me now.
Right.
I'm not sure about it. I haven't really refreshed myself on all the studies recently.
Right, right. But then, you know, she dusted herself off and rewatered the revelation. And it's like, oh, my goodness, that's all she's talking about
again. And isn't our lives enriched because of
enriched?
That? I'm sitting here for hot flash free, baby, and that's from hormones.
Oh, and optimized.
Yeah.
You are optimized.
Telling you.
Like, internally, she's like a 20-year-old, totally optimized. But you see, she got hold of a truth that she was like, this is life-changing. And then, you know, because it wasn't in her face anymore.
Yeah, what did Mum always say? When she was raising us, she was like, you know, your spiritual life is like a coal. It always has to be in the fire. You take it out, it will get cold. Mm-hmm. You know, that was what she used to say. You got to keep it with the word, girls. Keep with the word or you get cold. And you do.
Yes. Can I ask you a question no man should ever ask you outside of this context?
Oh, are you
do you use ongoing hormone replacement?
Oh, yes. You should ask me that, Danny.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's not a menses subject.
Like if we were at a wedding, I mean,
I'd probably love it if you asked me that.
Okay.
Especially at a wedding. It'd be the perfect time.
Yeah, no,
it really would.
I do. Daily hormones.
Next wedding, because we're always at the same weddings all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Next wedding, we should all sit around and like really go there with something.
You know, you're invited, by the way, to Danny, to my, well, that's on another subject. Let's keep going. Bell, Leslie, would you bell me, please? I'm going to skip out on the next 10 scriptures I wrote down because Pearl's hankering for practicality, but I want to say one on the way.
Okay.
One more. There is like,
because you're an overdoer, not an underdoer.
I said I was going to burn that quail egg.
Okay, we'll burn it. Burn it. You're allowed one more. And not that I despise the scriptures. I love the scriptures. It's just sometimes if you're hemming with too many, you can't take the one.
Okay, well, can I just tell you people who are listening? There is like billion more scriptures to promote. Do not let go of you know, insight. Serene,
and maybe that's enough. Maybe it's enough to tell them that.
I'm telling you.
And they can
you.
Just know it.
Okay, great. But I'm going to say my one. Leading into the practical, I'm going to say this one.
No, I'm not cutting you.
I was reading yesterday the scripture, and because it's so fresh to me, I'm going to end with it, okay? And it freaked me out in such a great, good, inspiring way, you know? Proverbs 21:16, the man that wandereth of the way of understanding,
good King James,
shall remain in the congregation of the dead. I know that sounds really like heavy, heavy stuff.
Hey, no, cool, but though. It's so death. Oh,
that's poetry right there.
We can have understanding, guys, and wander away.
Oh, I'm glad you spoke that one.
This
Serene.
Wandering is not purposeful, direct marching away.
It's wandering.
Not usually. Wandering is more subtle.
Just a meander.
It's not so purposeful.
And
that's
a wander
why
is a like, I don't really know where I'm going. I'm just stepping away.
Yeah. No, you don't even know you're stepping away, I don't think. It's just like the little sheepies eating the grass.
Yeah.
They think they're in one field and then they look up and they're in the other because they just kind of like wandered into
a little... or Leslie pops his pig that she was chasing today.
Yeah. It just, I love Danny's word. It's just a bit of meandering, mindless meandering.
This is speaking to my soul right now.
The point being is that this wandering, thank you very much, from understanding, from truth, it's the path of death.
It is.
And it may be spiritually, it may be physically, maybe it's both. Maybe it's not today, but it's closer to demise every day. It is a sobering thought, right, guys? To not lose understanding. Now we're going to get to the practical. And this is where your sides to get ready, stir
because
the little.
I'm ready
stir,
to
no, you're
preach.
Not making coleslaw, you made the mashies, okay. Okay, so we may have lost focus. We may have forgotten to water our health journey. Does it feel like a dirge to follow healthy principles and habits because we've forgotten the revelation that we even began the whole thing with, right? As a light bulb moment that led us to initial change, the decision to whatever healthy thing we purposed, is that like the whole epiphany, is it not even there anymore? Now we're just like doing the dirge every day and we don't even know why.
Serene, I've got to ask something, but stop reading from your teleprompter.
Go for it.
I have to butt in.
But.
Oh, okay, but. I thought you were going to keep reading from your.
No, like go on.
It must be I'm just thinking all these thoughts in my head. We must be a people created. We are created naturally. To get cool on things. We're hot on things and then we cool and we wander away. It happens to all of us, the best of us, all of us, all of us, all of us. I think of the hundreds of thousands of people that have been inspired by Trim Healthy Mama, that had changed lives, their blood work was better, they were feeling great. And it was that sheep. I was in, like that little analogy, Serene. They were just little sort of, oh, maybe I'm just going to walk over there. And next thing they know, they've lost the plot. I don't know how it happened. One thing led to another and I'm not living those healthy principles anymore. And I'm just thinking, if we were created to be like that, we have to do something to stop it happening because that's the natural occurrence.
Right.
The natural occurrence is for our muscles to atrophy as we get older. After 30, every year muscles will atrophy. Do we let them? No, we have to do things to stop that happening. So we have to restore our muscles. We have to get diligent about it. We have to lift weights. We have to eat protein.
Adequate protein, yeah.
We have to do these things. And so if something is just going to cool, if our revelation is going to cool, maybe with our healthy eating, you know, we understood why we have to protect our blood sugar. But 2 years later, what was I doing?
You don't even understand why we're eating salad. We're like, why can't I have pizza and pie?
So therefore, Serene, why do you think that we've never lost the plot of this eating? Because
I water you and you water me.
Yes. Thank you for getting this. We must water one another, Serene.
Mm-hmm. We're people created for community. And like we said on another potty, if you don't have it, listen to our potties. Get in a group. Water. Be watered. Be watered. I need to be watered in some things in my life that I'm realizing, Serene, that have gone cold, lost the plot. I just need to be watered. I'm not feeling bad about myself anymore. No. I'm human. No, I need to be watered and I need to make sure I get to that water.
Yeah, we just need to practice.
Yeah.
It's so good, Pearl. I just love
Let's all shove the shame. If you're listening right now, shove the shame if you've lost the plot and you're sitting here and you just had an awful lunch or a breakfast or you just ate 5 donuts. I don't care.
No, I don't care.
So what, you cooled a little bit. You're like that sheep that was in the pasture and found herself in another one. Now you go get watered and you come back.
I love that.
Because this is a way of life, not the way of death. When you're in that other pasture near the wolves, it is the way of death, right, Dan?
Yeah. You think if women are just beginning, I mean, I guess this would apply to any time of your weight loss journey, but let's say somebody's just discovering Trim Healthy Mama and like, it's pretty critical for them to find some friends, right?
Or a support, like we said on another potty, or a coach, or
but you a like good if friend. You're lonely though, and you can't have it, and somehow you can't get internet, you can't get on a group, you lost your phone, you can't call anybody, or you live on a deserted island, you can be a friend to yourself though too.
Well, that's true too,
because a lot of the communication that goes on all day long is inside of our head.
Oh,
so I agree with watering one another, and I think the secret to Pearl and I is the fact that we have each other to water. However, we still can be diligent to water our own mind, because all those dark, nasty thoughts, they came from my own communication. So those good thoughts, they eventually have to come from my own communication
too.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally know what you're saying.
Yes. So we don't want you to feel, like Pearl said, full of shame just because you've lost the plot and now you go to Krispy Kreme's every Saturday. Like, we wrote this book.
No, I mean every day.
What's that?
Krispy Kreme's every day.
Oh, every day. Because we wrote this book about being like so non-offended and overcoming. And I tell you what, I just went through a couple of weeks where I think that I got offended at everything everybody said. I could have been because I was like a hormonal train wreck, but.
Well, that could have contributed a little bit, but.
Yeah. But we can overcome even then.
We can.
We can.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You were wanting to say something, Dan.
Yeah, but I shouldn't say it.
Oh, really?
That's why you have a look in your eyes.
Your mashed potatoes must be served.
My face doth reveal me.
It does. He's like sitting there like, he wants to say something, but he doesn't
know.
You
know, there should be an entire podcast dedicated to like the unpodcast. Like
we can get Tim to remove it. So don't be afraid. Just go on.
No, it's 100% not to be shared.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny.
It is.
No, the concept is funny. Like when something's flashing through your head.
It's shared, not to be shared because it's not G-rated or it's other reasons. Is there any way you can share it? Because now that you've set this up, I mean, everyone's wondering.
Hey, you know what? He blurts out a lot of things that shouldn't be shared and he doesn't even realize it. So if he's actually having a conscience not to share,
you already know.
We might need to trust him.
You need to trust my judgment.
Okay. Did it relate to this topic at all?
It was pretty benign. It was just...
Did it relate to the topic?
It did. Yeah.
He looks confused.
But no, it's like, here, I'll share so you can see how, like, you're like,
did you
that should not have been
shared. Did you import your mashed potatoes from some country that just doesn't have any, like, you know,
good job with the analogy. Sorry,
we weren't in an alliance with that country.
You know, you said something. You were like, but that's because I was just hormonal, and I thought, well, I don't have any context for that. Do you just?
Yes, you
like,
do.
Every now and again, get super
I'm
hormonal.
I'm not saying you've lost any testosterone, even though you're in your 40s now. I'm not saying you have because you're Mexican, and I think they last a little bit longer. But men that lose their testosterone get irritable.
Yeah. Oh, they get fussy.
They get fussy and irritable.
I'm kinder in my older age.
He will never admit. He will never. He's that guy that will never lose his testosterone.
You're spiritually high on testosterone, Dan.
Yeah, like I feel like I was a rage monster in my 20s.
Oh, so you're saying you had so much. Now it's just
anger.
Right,
he's like
amount.
He had anger. Now he has kindness.
He has a right amount.
But yeah. Well, I've just
that's
gotten,
working on your spirit and letting.
Yeah, I've gotten in touch with the fact that, you know, I was just a big fat overreactor.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was just
haven't
like...
Haven't we all been that
like
way?
If it wasn't
too?
My
but
way.
But isn't that training too, Danny? Isn't that what we're saying? Isn't that saying, hey,
I'm that guy who's not an overreactor now.
Yeah. Well, my wife called it my Tupac face.
Oh, yeah.
Because she would say that you're not aware. Because I would just be like, I'm fine. Everything's good. I'm not seething with anger like you have just accused me of being. And she's like, well, your face deceives us. It's yeah. Go look in the mirror. And then I would look down and I would feel the feeling I had yeah. in the moment. And then I would glance up at my face and sure enough, yeah. it was nasty.
Yeah.
yeah. So.
But you know, I do agree. It's the practice. You know, we brought that out from the Bible that it's the practice. But practicing without the identity is kind of no good, you know?
Yeah.
So but- like when those Olympians practice. They practice and they have themselves with a gold medal around their neck in their sight when they're practicing.
Okay, but then what does one do if they've like, let's just say, there's
you blame maybe me discuss- for speaking King James and you always say, what does one do?
I know, okay. What does one do if they're sort of disgusted with themselves? They've sort of lost the plot, let's say, in their trim, healthy eating. They're listening right now and it's like, well, I don't even know what my identity is. And we would say to them, just go back to your next meal and do it. Right? Even if you don't know it, do it. And with the doing comes the knowing. Or are you saying, no, Serena, you've got to know first?
I'm just saying that nothing that they have gone through is unique to them. That as humans, we all lose the plot. And as humans, we all can fail at times and land on our bum bums. And I think it's when we feel like we're the only morons.
Yeah.
That the shame really hits hard, but I just do believe it's not fresh just one individual.
No, it's all of us. We're made like this, and we have to be always, like Mum said, putting the coal in the fire every day.
Yeah,
but that's a good thing.
It's
yes?
a good thing. I think it's fantastic. It's fun. It's fun to know that we're just blimmin' practices, and practice will make perfect one day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I might start going to church.
You're gonna kind of go to the Hilltop Church, Dan?
Oh. Maybe. Just the drive, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You get on your Harley Davidson. And
if you go to church, Then this is what I do. Because, you know, I mean, you... Okay, that's for another thing too. But I was just going to say, let it all be wrong. Let people do the wrong thing. Let the pastor say the wrong thing.
Do you want to go here? Do
no,
you
have all a church I'm saying right is now? Churches will always...
I don't want to
let us down.
Dan.
You know what I'm saying? Churches will always let us down. People will always let us down. They say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, do the wrong theology.
It's like in marriage. Yeah. Your husband will always let you down. The wife will always let the husband down. Children will always let the parents down. Parents will always let the children down. Doesn't mean that family's not a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Church is a beautiful thing. It won't always be perfect. You will get offended if you look for offense.
Yeah.
Well, how did we get onto that?
I don't know. Dan
Thanks for
takes
tuning
us
in, guys. We
ways.
Are so glad you listened to the Trim Healthy podcast today.
And your coal just got hotter listening.
Yes, it did.
And your quail got cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are that thing? What are the revelation? That's what. Am I allowed to say revelation?
Oh, yeah, no? You already did, but it's good. It's good.
No, but to end with it, that was the ending line.
Got to use a W word. Water the wonder.
Water the wonder.
Wonder wasn't...
I'm feeling a bit like that was a D.
That's like a D plus.
Water the wellspring of wisdom.
Wisdom.
Water the wisdom. That's it.
I'm not using that as a clickbait.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a... I don't say that's above a D plus.
So. Bye. Says you. And then I'll be